Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dick Gregory talking about looking at the evidence, the facts, but also going with your soul, your spirit, your heart, your gut. And I've always liked Dick Gregory. I can tell, just look in his eyes, hear what he says, he's real. He's veritas. Doesn't mean any of us are perfect, but like King David, we have a heart that's real, that loves good. And he was basically getting into what Martin Luther King said about the universe bends towards justice. And you, it's what Victor Hugo said. No army can stop an idea whose time's come. And he's right. The system's trying to come in with tyranny because they know humanity's waking up. Recap what you were trying to say as we ran into that break, sir.
Yeah. First, the general that ran the North Vietnamese army was named General Kiop. And he wrote a book 35 years before we went into that country. And he said something simple. Give me an army that's willing to die, and I will destroy any army that's willing to kill. And so I say this to you, my brother. Give me the researchers that's willing to die, not kill, and we will destroy any army. I had a guy ask me, why don't you have bodyguards? And I said, okay, let's say you're my bodyguard. How many bullets you got in that gun? He said, 9. I said, if somebody want to kill me, all they got to do is show up with 10 people. I mean, it's just the mathematics is not right. And so what I said earlier, I asked you, and I'll ask you again, have you ever been on the cover of Time magazine?
No.
Have you ever been on the front page of the New York Times?
No.
Okay. The universe says, when I pick you, I'm the universe. I'm the same one that put the whole universe. When I pick you to do my work, I leave no footprints. You don't have to be validated by the New York Times or the Washington Post or NBC. When the universe picked you, that's the ultimate. And when you look at, let me just see, we too close to this. You know, have you ever bit your tongue, Alex?
Have I ever what?
You ever bit your tongue?
Yes.
You know how bad that hurt, right?
Yes.
Do you realize these young white children is sticking their tongue out, running 5 and 6 screws through their tongue, and they not using painkiller? And we so busy laughing at them and thinking they're crazy. There's a universal law. When you start inflicting pain on yourself, huh? Then you better watch out because something's fixing to happen. And if you do the quick research, those of you that's listening, and find out why the Chinese hate the Japanese so bad, because when the Japanese invaded China in 1933, they gave the army instructions. Don't mess with the leaders. Find every young Chinese male with a tattoo on their body and blow their brains out, because tattoos represent revolution, okay? And so what I'm saying to you, when I was a little boy, if I saw somebody with a tattoo, you knew you was in the presence of a felon, okay? Now, and finally, then we get back to your question you asked. A butterfly, that little precious, beautiful butterfly, can fly all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, can fly all the way across the Pacific Ocean, but the bald eagle can't make that trip. So don't let nobody lead you to believe, because I got a mighty army and the CIA, and I control everything, that they're bigger than you. That is a game they play. You take a welfare mother that's pregnant. She can't read or write. When her 9 months pregnant is over, they don't have all the armies in the world that can come together and keep that baby in her. You see, revolution is nothing but an extension of evolution. Evolution is a gradual naturistic change that when it leads into revolution, that's quick change. And that happens when a mother gives birth, when an animal gives birth. And what you're doing, and people like you that have radio shows like this here, you're giving the folks that's sitting there waiting on that gestation, that 9 months period, you're giving them courage. You're giving them something that they can look at. People can turn in and listen to this show and then go back and explain it to people. The hardest thing in the world is when the CIA and these thugs have control and there's no other voice they can hear. Damn right they start making sense. They make sense.
Well, that's why they want to start shutting the web down. Dick Gregory's our guest. More key info straight ahead. We'll also talk about eugenics with him on the other side. Stay with us.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I know I keep ranting about this, but the government did a secret deal with major insurance companies to steal the death benefits from the widows of dead veterans. That's Bloomberg. Totally confirmed. They've admitted it, and they say they're allowed to. They tell you core exit's not bad for you, DDU's not bad for you, asbestos isn't bad for you. It shows you who these people are. They get off on being pure evil. And going back to Dick Gregory in our final segment, DickGregory.com is his website. I look forward to having him back in the near future. Dick, expanding on this overall issue, and I talk about this almost every day.
Sure.
I'm not bringing this up because you're a black man.
Yes, sure.
But I've studied the globalists, and they admit they beta test things on disenfranchised people that can't fight back.
Sure.
And I go back to the eugenics development in the U.S. about 90 years ago, and they said, we're going to test it out on these people.
Wait, hold it. Oh, how many years ago?
About 90 years ago.
Okay, you know why I'm glad you said that?
Why?
What Hitler was doing with eugenics. Eugenics was created at the University of Virginia. Hitler was using our book.
Yes.
That was his blueprint for what he was doing, come out of the University of Virginia. Eugenics, and they had it all put together and said, here's how we're going to do it. Now, if you Google Ebony Magazine, where Dick Gregory said, you know, birth control is genocide. Okay, now, I didn't just get on this bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm not like the King girl who a bunch of conservatives went over and they needed a black boy to sit here and he said, here's how we're going to finance this. Let me tell you. I'm a black man with 10 children. I've been known for years. For every 10 white babies that's born, three of them die at birth. For every 10 black babies that's born, I'm going back now 50 years ago. For every 10 white babies that was born 50 years ago, three of them die at birth. For every 10 black babies that's born in America, seven die at birth. So it didn't take too much mathematics to figure out if this system can get me on the same birth schedule as a white woman, they're wiping me out. Okay? And that's when I said, this is genocide. They know it. My grandmother didn't know it. A whole lot of people want to have sex, don't want to get people pregnant. Now, let me just tell you how corrupt I am. I had somebody call me one day from Canada. And, you know, and they said, we'd like to bring you here $20,000 for the Father of the Year award. I said, well, I don't qualify. And the guy explained to me it wasn't a joke. I said, no, I don't qualify. I said, listen to me and listen to me good. I have 10 black children, which means the universal God had gave me the right to create 10 other gods. It didn't ask me what color was I. It didn't ask me did I have any money. It didn't ask me could I read or write. It said you have the ability to create another you. Now, 10 times. The problem is I never had an affair with my wife to create new life, man. I was just enjoying myself. Now, what's wrong with that? I never bought a car that I didn't know the year, the make, the down payment, the monthly notes, the insurance, and the trade-in value. Now, when I, Dick Gregory, got to look myself in the face and realize I put more planning into owning a damn car than creating God's new life, hey, man, I'm the problem. Don't look past me. Every time I get on a plane and travel anywhere in the world for a peace rally, I pay tax money on my ticket, which they use to buy bombs and munitions to kill children and old folks all over the world. So when the bombs drop on my grandchildren, I say, God, just give me the wisdom and the strength to understand it's payback time. This is what this is about. But I'm just glad that on this side, see, I grew up, man, and I was born 1952. I'll be 32. When I go to the movie and see John Wayne, man, that's what I wanted to be like. When John Wayne said, if you right and they wrong, get your gun and kill them. It's until I bumped into this movement that told me it's not about killing. It's not about this. Man, I couldn't wait to get in the army so I could kill me somebody. And let me just tell you something right now. If what you're talking about, the veterans, how they treat them, let me tell you Americans something. Anytime you can wave your flag to get your young men and women to the front line of battle, but can't wave that flag when they come back to see that they get the care, that's not a flag you waving, that's a rag. And the sooner you find out about it, the better off everybody's going to be. I'm so damn sick and tired of the people that manufacture the munitions and all the ones that make the money on war who don't send none of their loved ones. They want the profit. One day, when the decent people move into a position, we'll say this. Anybody that make more war materials, you can't make no more money than 10% more during wartime than you make during peacetime, and the profits will go to the people who fight the war. The profits, when you got a Super Bowl, the winner shares in the benefit, and that's what we need to do with wartime. So somewhere, when you stop and think about, you know, America will be a great nation one day, but it haven't been. And the reason Negroes were not able to play professional baseball for years because of this. When the people started coming from Europe to here, the Irish Catholic had to live in an Irish Catholic neighborhood. You know, we talk about the religion, how crazy it is now. I remember the time in Boston, you wouldn't dare say you was Irish Catholic in a certain area. You would be stumped. When the Jews came over, and they see, we forget the Mormons because they rich. We forget what happened to Smith and them. The Mormons wasn't created in Utah. It was in Illinois. And the Christians ran them out, killing them. And the reason they're alive today, they ran into Utah, and the Christians say, I'm a Christian. They'll leave them alone. Ain't nothing there. They didn't know nothing about minerals and research. And so when you stop and think about how vicious we have been down through the years, and those are still, when I listen to people talk about September 11th, they go up on the Indian reservation and tell them they didn't wipe out towers. They wiped out whole villages.
Well, Mr. Gregory, we're almost out of time. But specifically, though, on the issue of eugenics, you're absolutely right that more than half the black people since Roe v. Wade that are conceived or never born. But we don't see anybody, Jesse Jackson or any of these people, ever talking about it. I don't hear the NAACP talking about it. You know, the cops kill a black youth. Sometimes because they had to, sometimes because they're, you know, the police are out of control. There's a huge, big event about it. But then if I was a black leader, I mean, I'm just a human, so I'm warning black folks about this, but I'm warning everybody because it's happening to everyone, but it's specifically targeting blacks. I mean, why don't I see more black leaders talking about that?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, let me back up a minute. When you see Alveda King, right?
Yes.
All right. Have you ever read about her in the New York Times?
I don't read the New York Times a lot, but...
Have you ever seen her on NBC? Mm. What I'm saying is there's a whole lot of black folks that are out there doing stuff. If it don't run in the paper that white folks read, it's like it don't happen.
I got you. So you're saying the leaders we're shown are the ones that are bought off. We're not seeing all the real folks.
Wait a minute. All black leaders is not bought off. A lot of people out here is doing the right thing for the wrong reason. And so as long as you're doing that, and finally, before we go off, let me just say this. If you look at a little flea can jump 24 inches. That's in their DNA. But they've done experiments where they take a flea and put it in an 18-inch jar with a top on it. And when that flea jumps up and the head hits the top, that flea is not aware it's in a jar. And after that head hits so many times, you can take the lid off the jar and the flea won't jump beyond 18 inches, okay? And that flea trains its offspring the same thing. So how long can we be put in a trick like we've been put in since slavery?
And then No, I got it. I mean, I'm not saying all black leaders. I'm talking about the really predominant ones they put out there.
No,
you're saying they've been put in a jar, so that's the only universe they know. They're inside a box.
That's all of us. Some of them know the trick that's going down. Some of them don't know the trick that's going down. But I'm saying what's happening today. You see, I survive on this country because I bypass all of that. I bypassed that. I thought, Jesse Jackson had something to do with killing King. Don't that bother you? I said, it don't seem to bother the King family. I mean, they get along with it. They can get along with it. But eventually, all of it is going to come out. All of it is going to be this. You know, when you look at Jesse had one of the brilliant minds on the planet. Okay? One of the big horrors to me since the Obama won, it messed up a myth in my head. I have been convinced that black folks thought all white folks thought all black folks look alike. I used to believe that until Obama become president. I haven't had one white person walk up to me and say, excuse me, Mr. President.
What do you, in closing, what do you, I mean, clearly Obama was financed by the same folks, and it's just being used as a way to divide people. They claimed it would bring unity. What's your brief take on Obama?
Well, let me put it this way. Right before Rome fell, they had a black emperor from Africa. You know, when you look at the odds.
Yeah, they had Africanus.
That's right. What is the odds that the first black president of the United States wouldn't have no slave genes? His mama wasn't a slave. His daddy wasn't no slave. Okay, but one of the things I'm looking at, there's a whole lot of white folks that are going crazy in America because there's a black man in the White House. Now, they want to say poor white folks, but I looked at it. I was invited to the inauguration. I didn't go. Secret Service called me and said, Mr. Gregory, you on the VIP list for the Obama inauguration. What time can we pick you up? I said, are y'all the same Secret Service that was in Dallas when Kennedy, when he got shot? I ain't heard no more from them at all. And so when you stop and think about it.
You know what, Dick? I know you've got to go, but will you do one more five-minute segment with us to finish up on this?
Sure.
This is incredible. I could talk to this guy all day. DickGregory.com is the website. Our sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And please remember, folks, that this entire radio show is supported by you when you support our sponsors and buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, the materials at InfoWars.com. Dick Gregory's our amazing guest. We'll let him finish up on President Obama on the other side. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop discussing left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
Well, civil rights icon Dick Gregory is our guest. He's dropped bombshell after bombshell on us today. He says he's going to do a 2-year fast, basically. And he's famous for fast. He didn't take any solid foods. I guess that's why he's so healthy at 78. And I look forward to having him back up. He was bringing up some even bigger bombshells during the break, but he said, no, I'll talk about that on the next show. But, and it dealt with Obama, but we were getting into Obama, and you wouldn't go to his inauguration. I guess they wanted to use you to put you up there, somebody who's real. I knew with his advisors and the same people financing him that were financing McCain, I knew where this was going. Same thing with Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin. And the liberals want to be conned by Obama. The Republicans want to be conned by Glenn Beck. But more and more people are not getting conned. Dick Gregory.
Well, let me just say this here. When you stop and think about, look at this. Do you know what a Confederate flag looked like?
Sure.
Okay. And the Union won the war. When's the last time you seen the Union flag? Think about that. That's very serious. This is the first time a war was fought, and 99% of people don't know what the flag looked like that the winners had. They've been playing this game for a long, long time. You know, 13 is an unlucky number in America. No place else in the world is 13 an unlucky number. You know how many black folks believe 13 is an unlucky number? Why is 13 an unlucky number in America? Because it was the 13th Amendment that freed me. This is how this works, man. They've been playing games for so long until you can see it and feel it. I can't tell you enough what you mean to, you know, you are the voice of America. People like you are the voice. And as long as you don't worry about what other people think about, because I went to a conference one day, some of the richest people in the world was there, some of the most brilliant people, and I asked one question. Y'all are here from all over the world. Y'all got all the money you would ever want. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Make me a scab. Huh? When I cut my hand, a scab. You can make a nuclear bomb. You can travel from one planet to another. But you can't make a scab. Only the universal God can make a scab. And anybody who gets hurt or injured, it don't say that you go to Harvard, Yale, or Morehouse. It don't say how much money you got in the back. You got a scab coming. And once you reduce these thugs down to just mortal folks and know there's a universal order that protects you, that watches over you, and they ain't into no isms and osms. Look, you got a right hand and a left hand. For the next 2 weeks, put your right hand in your pocket and survive with your left. For the next 2 weeks after that, put your left hand in your pocket and survive with your right. Okay, is Queen Elizabeth left or right? The people who run the world don't play that. Queen Elizabeth, and I tell people all the time.
No, they control the full spectrum.
That's right. And once people realize white ain't a color, it's an attitude. And if you ain't got some trillions of in the bank, you can't have the attitude. And so Hitler didn't declare war on Africa. World War One, but on Africa, it was Hitler jumped on white folks. They didn't make a nuclear bomb to drop on Africa. And when people start realizing that and start understanding that, and so like,
no, exactly. You've got the tiny ultra elite waging war against everybody else, but they play the subgroups off against each other because the controllers are so small, they're weak unless they can play us off against each other.
That's right, and that's why they can never admit if they found somebody from another planet. They couldn't admit it. Why? If we admitted there was somebody else, white supremacy go out the window, organized religion go out the window, and the third one, which is worse than all, we become earthlings. There wouldn't be a Chicago or a Texas or Ohio or Germany. We would be earth people.
Where do you see in closing Obama's destiny ending?
Well, it's very hard to see. Remember?
I'm worried about Obama being the false flag. I'm wondering, I'm thinking they're going to use some nut to kill him as a way to really divide people.
No. Trust me. When you groom something, you don't take it out. And let me tell you, and if whoever kills the president of the United States will not be a nut. Please believe me.
No, I agree, but I'm saying they would claim that. No, I mean, I see the point you're making. So Kennedy was rogue, MLK was rogue. I mean, sure. They go after who they don't control.
Yeah, and if you look at this guy who had your name, Jones, down in Florida, if we really stupid enough believe that this little upstart punk that got a church with 30 people, name can come a household word in 24 hours and the government's not behind that, then we all stupid.
Well, it's now come out, confirmed that the Ground Zero Mosque is CIA funded to get everybody fighting with each other.
Oh, that makes sense. But why do we expect good things out of evil? Huh? Here's the problem I have. In America, the church and the state is separate. You can't name a school, a public school. I went to high school, from high school, we was the Bulldogs. Okay, name from the high school. Red Devils, Green Devils, you can name it that, but you couldn't name it Jesus. So we live in a Christian society where you can name a school after the devil, but but you can't name it after Jesus.
DickGregory.com. We're out of time. Let me say bye to you during the break. Amazing interview. Thank you so much, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I started the show talking about this, and I want to get into it more when we blitz through some news here in a few minutes. But this Bloomberg article, in their long-term research, and Prudential admits it, the big insurance companies, others are involved, that they had a secret deal with the government and the Department of Veterans to allow them to basically keep the money from 6 million soldiers and their different types of injury benefits and death benefits. And it just shows these people practice evil, and they train you to accept evil. That's why they're now in the news going, Ministry of Defense probes claim that soldiers are smuggling heroin from Afghanistan. What are you talking about? In fact, did you guys find that Fox newscast we played before where Geraldo's on there with the Marine Corps colonel and they admit they're helping protect and grow the opium fields? Remember that? We're not going to play it yet. I'm going to play it right at the end of the hour. But, because people don't believe this when I say it. I've got to play it. And I can pull up AP Reuters, and they're like, we have to help grow the opium or the Taliban won't be our friends. We're there to get the opium. When I say we're there, I've got to get my mind out of that cycle. This isn't my country. My country was stolen. I want my country back. were run by big global corporations for their power and control. And they, if they'll kill a million plus Iraqis in the last 7.5 years of war, and over 1.5 million from sanctions before that, that's 2.5 million of a 24 million population. Do you think they care about minimum wage workers cleaning stuff up with Core Exit in the Gulf or at Exxon Valdez 20-something years ago? You think they care about firefighters and police and medical workers at the World Trade Center? You think they care about any of this? I mean, do you think that the system cares about you? And the answer is no. Not only do they not care, they enjoy hurting you. Of course they're poisoning the water in the vaccines. Of course they're doing all of this. And the sick part is we go along with it. We feel like we're part of the system and all our little petty positions of power in the compartmentalized pyramidal structure. It's time to realize that we are a drugged out, dumbed down, wicked society. And we've got to start recognizing evil from good and supporting good over evil. But that means you've got to find the real good, not the whole panopticon, the whole panacea, the whole pantheon of counterfeits. I mean, this world is sophisticated. And I just learn more every month now than I learned in the previous year. It's just accelerating, and I can't even articulate it all. It's just incredible. And I can't stand being prominent. I can't stand that I'm in the position with all this responsibility, because even though I'm real and try to be good, I'm weak. I'm made up out of the flesh. But through all the persecution we've gone through, we don't talk about really much of it on the show, it just makes me a better person. Coming up, this story's up on the Drudge Report. Big shifts to get expanded role in policing the Internet. They're going ahead with the cybersecurity takeover, key report. That's also at GCNlive.com. Another one, expanding U.S.-Canada security economic partnership. They're going ahead with the North American Union integration. That's up at GCNlive.com. Soros Front Group exploits teenage celebrity to get out the vote for the war party, the Obama party, same as the Bush party, same as the globalist party. That's at GCNlive.com. Another key report by Jurian Masin does such a great job. The Biometric Utopians, the Biocratic Utopians, Part 1, Prussian Eugenics. You've got to go read all this. Gold, silver explode as banksters abandon market manipulation. It's just all insane. And I can just see the social engineering. I can see how destructive it is. I can see what it's designed for. And then I can read globalist owned white papers that are public, and it confirms everything I already organically knew. I can watch Glenn Beck at a fancy graphic on the screen that he's of the history of the world, and I can know that he's going to walk over at the end of it and say he is the next great event in human history, and I can sit there and know what he's about to do before he does it. Do you know what that's like, ladies and gentlemen? I know a lot of you have that discernment. It's incredible. I know the enemy. I can see into their mind. I know who they are. I've studied them, researched them, read their writings, watched them for so long. I'm 36 years old. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I'm almost like, God, why me? But you've got to look in the mirror and ask yourself that as well. I mean, it's all of us together. And I know why a lot of you are scared. You're scared of the responsibility. You're scared of the consequences. But I'm here to tell you, the consequences to not resisting this dehumanization 110% are much greater than whatever the consequences are of resisting it. It's going to be much worse if we don't say no to this. We know this is a tyranny. We know this is an oppression. We know this is a dehumanizing system. It's death. And we have got to realize how sick this world is, and we've got to get our priorities straight right now. I mean, what did Dick Gregory say? Dick Gregory, extremely famous icon of the civil rights movement. And I'd never talked to him, never tried to get him on. I saw he was on a 9/11 truth hunger strike, so we call up, and he's like, I just love you and see your research, and everybody all over the country talks about you more than anybody else. And he said that on air. You heard him. I mean, you know what that's like? And then to know that they've got not just government attacking me and big corporations and big media demonizing me and lying about me and twisting what I say, but The COINTELPRO attacking me from the conspiracy theory angle, and the white supremacist like Hal Turner, who I knew was a Fed. You could just tell it. I knew he was a globalist. I knew he was FBI. It came out. I was exactly right. I know them. I know Glenn Beck's bad. I know Barack Obama's bad. I know, okay? I know. It's like looking out your door and there's a thunderstorm and rain's coming down. Cats and dogs. I know if I walk out there, I'm going to get drenched. It's raining so hard, the rain's going sideways. An umbrella isn't going to help. I knew those Bin Laden videos were fake when I looked at them. I could tell one was a computer generation, a classic video game template. It wasn't even well done. They do them bad on purpose to condition you to accept lies, where you know it's a lie at a subconscious level, but accept it. And now they admit it's fake. The other one was a fat guy in a room. They admit they made that one. They come out and say we're taking the veterans' death benefits. They come out and say they're shipping the drugs in. They're trying to break our will. They're trying to dominate us. They go, okay, you exposed us. Fine, we're evil. What you going to do about it? They're counting on yuppies not being able to admit they're putting sodium fluoride that's deadly in the water. They're counting on people not looking at the evidence the vaccines are killing you and maiming you. You've got to make the decision to admit the truth to yourself, and then what are you going to do about it? As one of the founding fathers said, I'm willing to know the whole truth, the horrible truth, and make preparation for it. Just denying the truth doesn't make you safe. It makes you in more danger. Sticking your head in the sand, the hyenas get you. Now, for the balance of this segment, I want to bring up Steve Schenck, one of our great sponsors. And not only does this fund our operation, and we are funded by you, the listeners, but it's also the storable food company I believe in. I bought a lot of different places, didn't like it, or it had chemicals in it, or it had fillers in it. It had things like MSG in it, or it was GMO. Not with Steve Schenck, and it's the biggest continually operating company in the nation. And I believe patriots need gardens and guns and gold, and that patriots need to have storable food. And I believe now is the time to take action. I'm the cover news in the final segment, bringing Steve Schenck up. Steve, good to have you here with us today. Your buy three, get one free is about to end, and you haven't done this but one other time in the past, and so much is happening with the grain shortages in Russia and with the depression. I've got all the news here where they're admitting we're going into a depression. I mean, I believe in this. I hope folks get storable foods from you while they can.
Well, absolutely. The fascinating thing, Alex, is that the only reason that we brought this buy three, get one free up again is because we have been absolutely forced. This Russian thing is absolutely insane. Prices all over the place are going up like mad. And for the first time in 3 years, eFoods has to raise prices. We don't have any choice. Otherwise, we'll be on our back. It'll wipe us out. And so what we did was we pre-bought a whole bunch of the food that we could get from our suppliers at the current prices before they hit us with the price increases, and that's why we're able to do the buy three, get one free. But the response has been absolutely insane. We've got people calling us and emailing us and orders coming out our ears, and we're just concerned about the length of time that we've given before that price increase. So what we did was we're going to jack it back 7 days. So by the 27th, of this month, of September, if people will get their orders in just as fast as they can, by the 27th of the month, we will have to go up to higher prices on the 28th just to survive for buying in this next batch of stuff. But what we've got right now is we've got the prices going up like crazy, and the United States will refuse to set limits on the amount of exports, and so these other countries are buying up our food, and they're going to starve our citizens. So,
well, my main reason is they're admitting we're going into a depression. They're devaluing the dollar. Gold is exploding. Look, with all the uncertainty, I got storable food. I got it from you. It's the best food I've gotten. It's the best price. You're a patriot. It supports the broadcast. Win, 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 win. Folks, don't be dependent on the government to have food. This stuff lasts more than 10 years climate controlled. If it's in your garage like mine, 10 years. It's high quality, nutraversal foods. Just check it out, eFoodsDirect.com.
Sounds like a deal to me, Alex. And the main thing is they're even trying to pass legislation right now that is going to limit the ability of people to even grow their own food.
I've read the bill. It says if I pick figs and go and prepare them, slice them, make a pie I have in my backyard, if I do any preparation, it's illegal. I mean, this is worse than what Lenin did controlling food. I mean, this is insane.
That's why these people have to take advantage of this thing. We've held the prices down as much as we can. We know people have to pour every cent that they can in and get as much food as possible. That's why we're combining holding back the price increase. At the same time, we're doing this buy three, get one free. That's 25% savings. It's ridiculous, but we're going to be able to do it. And basically, you spell freedom, F-O-O-D. And people can fight for their own freedom, and we'll sure help them as much as we can, but they got to move. They just absolutely have to move.
Pentagon studies show that within 10 days without food, over 90% of people will start killing for food. And after 15 days, over 90% begin engaging in cannibalism. What you see in a movie like The Road happens within 15 days of no food. It's what happened in Leningrad during the two-year Nazi siege. They sustained after they ate the rats and after they ate the wallpaper that had flour in it. They began eating people. And I'm not saying that's ever going to happen. The issue is 90%, and this is a mainline statistic, of our population is urban. They're totally unself-sufficient. And in the Great Depression, we were the reverse of that. Right at 90% were rural, 10% urban. Now that's flip-flopped, and if university studies show 7 million starved to death over the 10-year depression in the U.S., they estimate, what's going to happen if we have a full-bore depression that we're now sliding into now? You are nuts if you don't have storable food. It's that simple.
Absolutely, and the whole thing is that they're now calling this the greatest depression as opposed to what was there before. You realize that 40% of our families go to the grocery store right now and have to decide whether they're going to pay their bills or buy food. And that's what we're trying to fight, Alex. And that's why we're scrambling. We've got production up as high as we can, producing everything that we can, packing it up from this food that we bought in at the previous prices. And when this is gone, we're going to have to raise the price. We don't have any choice in a country where people are having a hard time affording it now. We don't know what to do.
And the government's paying record amounts of people. I was reading it wasn't in Bloomberg. It was in my The Economist when I was out of town with Ventura. I was reading a lot of magazines that they're paying record numbers to produce crops for ethanol.
Oh, I know. It's absolutely it's the stupidest beyond belief. But if you figure that the last figures came out that 52% of the population that's employed is working for the government, that leaves the remainder of the employed population having to support those people working for the government and all of the people that are on food stamps, welfare, that have lost their jobs. I've got we're just going to post on our website this job loss math that they've got of the country that goes from 2007 to the present, and it's unbelievable. The map is almost all black from over 10 to 20% of the population, the employable population, being unemployed. We have trouble right here in River City, Alex, and people have to move. Food is how you spell freedom. It's just absolutely
well, you'll never stand on a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never stand on a bread line if you have your own bread. E-Foods Direct. It's the letter E, foodsdirect.com. Banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is the place I believe is the best place to get your and it's gourmet-style meals, basic meals. You've got a wide spectrum of different types of foods, special diets. I mean, this is it's just wonderful. People should at least go to eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number and get a brochure, but don't screw around. Steve Schenck, give folks that toll-free number if they want to call.
It's 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
800-409-5633, or the letter E, foodsdirect.com. One word, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633. But, you know, the good part about this is we were getting laughed at 10, 15 years ago saying own guns, food, try to move into the country. We're going to have a financial collapse. Derivatives are going to cause it because the real economists were admitting that. The IMF World Bank plans came out 8 years ago admitting it was part of their plan. Now I have mainstream, Department of Defense, saying that they're worried about total rebellions because of the economy imploding. IMF fears social explosion from world job crisis. London Telegraph. I'm trying to find my my article from the Pentagon saying this. It's here in my stack. Oh, United States Joint Forces Command warns that huge U.S. debt might lead to military impotence, default, or revolution. We've gone from a decade ago saying this is probably going to cause this to, we're now sliding into it. And so the good news is we were getting laughed at 10 years ago. Now people remember what we said. They're not laughing. And the patriots, that remnant out there, is now the leadership to wake everybody else up, and they're listening to us. So just thank God that so many people like yourself and Ron Paul and many others saw this coming, because now people are going to listen to us and not the bankers who want to get even more power out of this crisis. Let me give people the number again for folks that want to call toll-free. Don't procrastinate. We'll put that number back up on screen for folks. But the website, it's eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. And they're only running this for another week and a half or so. You heard it, the 27th of this month. Buy three, get one free, and it's already discounted down to nothing. Check it out, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Steve Schenck, God bless you. Keep up God's work.
Thanks, Alex. You be good.
All right, we'll be right back. Final news blitz straight ahead. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The globalists
going round,
want to start curtailing free speech and shutting down the web. And the Pentagon admits that's their plan. Key story at PrisonPlanet.com. Big Sis to get expanded role in policing the Internet. Two cybersecurity bills that would hand President Obama the power to shut down parts of the Internet in the event of a national emergency have now been merged into a single unified piece of legislation the Democrats will try to pass before the end of the year, with the Department of Homeland Security being given a larger role in policing the World Wide Web. Under the new draft bill, which is combined with two versions originally crafted by Senators Lieberman and Rockefeller, Janet Napolitano's DHS will be handed broader authority to determine how to handle potential cybersecurity threats. They talk about being proactive. DHS will get expanded authorities, I think it's clear, said James Lewis, cybersecurity expert. And then it goes into all the different ways they want to censor and control the web and all the different White House czars saying they want that. And then you watch, Republicans will get into power. They're going to love all this. They originally wrote the Cybersecurity Act. But meanwhile, Homeland Security is not deporting or arresting illegals. They're announcing they're just going to basically get rid of all of it. So the borders are wide open, but your Internet's got to be controlled. And they lie to you and say the Internet is hooked into nuclear power plants and B-2 bombers. None of that's true. Even the Wall Street Journal admitted that. So they're lying to you. Well, of course they're lying. They're a pack of criminals. If they'll steal dead veterans' insurance money and tell people Clorox isn't bad for them and that asbestos dust is good, what do you expect? And separately, there's big investigations. Are the troops growing opium? Are they shipping it out? That's all over the news. And then in plain view, they're helping grow it. Of course they're helping ship it in. They only bust little guys that are shipping it on their own. They're not allowed to do that. That's who they're busting in these news articles. Let's play a quick clip of Fox News with Geraldo with the Marines admitting they're helping guard and grow the opium. Here it is.
This province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success. Because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this, this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops that they want. If they want to get rid of their wheat and grow cotton for the winter, they can do that, and we're going to help them do it. So the same thing goes for the cotton.
So you think that, we were at the market and everywhere we go.
It goes on and on. So it starts coming out that the troops are there actually helping grow it and supplying them with the seeds and with the fertilizer. And then if they catch your idiot teenager with some, they're going to prison. Do not use their prescription drugs, all the drugs they're pushing, the Prozac, the hillbilly heroin, the Oxycontin. Don't use any of their crud. Get off their cigarettes. Get off their liquor. Just get off all of it. We're a drugged out society. And when the cops stop you at a checkpoint, want to search your car, go, look, I'm not using the crap your bosses ship in. Every cop I've talked to in the last 20 years knows the government ships most of the drugs in. And they just put it in your face. Well, we've got to do it. It's just the way it is. But they're investigating, or any of the troops helping ship it out. Give me a break. And they make the Marines stand up there and, talk about opium like it's a good, this is a good thing. This is how we beat the Taliban. The Taliban was created by the CIA. God bless you all. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.